Wetaskiwin resident Anthony Kelsey Lee Omisu has been sentenced to over 2 years in jail for his part in a shooting in downtown Ponoka in 2022. On September 21, at 2:51 a.m., Ponoka RCMP received reports of a shooting near the Leland Hotel. Video footage from a business on Chipman Avenue showed a black car swerve into a tree and then hit the curb on the opposite side of the street before an individual took off on foot. According to the RCMP, a victim with apparent multiple gunshot wounds was taken to hospital by STARS in stable condition. Ildon James Jr. Saddleback, 34 at the time, a resident of Masquatches, and Omisu, who was 29, were apprehended in Banff National Park on September 26. Both men were charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, two counts of assault with a weapon, discharge of a firearm with intent, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and failure to comply with a release order. Saddleback was also charged with possession of a weapon contrary to an order. The pair had a court date scheduled for March 5th. In Ponoka, however, Omisu was given a date for a summary disposition, a judgment without a full trial. On May 14, 2024, Omisu was sentenced to 990 days in jail for intentionally discharging a firearm, along with a 10-year firearms prohibition, and 30 days for failing to comply with a release order. The attempted murder and other charges for Omisu were withdrawn. Saddleback is set to have his preliminary hearing from January 14 to 15, 2025 in Ponoka. Stolen property sentencing. A Ponoka County man was sentenced at the Ponoka Court of Justice on May 10, to a total of 205 days in jail, minus time already served, for possession of stolen property and 12 months probation. Timothy Sean LeBlanc, 37, was convicted of possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000 and possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. Between February 18 and 21, 2023, Ponoka RCMP executed a search warrant on a rural property near Ponoka, recovering over $100,000 in stolen property. RCMP seized suspected meth and cocaine, three firearms, about 2,000 rounds of ammunition, blasting caps, a stolen John Deere tractor, a truck and two trailers, as well as several household items. Other charges against LeBlanc, including possession of an explosive device, were withdrawn. Charges against a co-accused were also withdrawn. Two sentenced in shelter-in-place incident. Two residents of Masquatches convicted of firearms-related offenses stemming from a shelter-in-place incident last year were sentenced in Wetaskiwin on May 2. Zachary Dylan Littlechild, 31, convicted of one count of possession of a prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition, was given 3 years in jail and a firearms prohibition. Co-accused Stephen Bradley Erminskin, 39, convicted of fleeing a peace officer in possession of a prohibited firearm, received 24 months, minus 18 months pre-trial custody. On May 7, 2023, RCMP issued a shelter in place for part of Ponoka County and all of Masquatches as they searched for Littlechild, who they stated was armed and dangerous. Wolf Creek Public Schools in Ponoka and the surrounding area were placed in a hold and secure for a short time on May 8 as the manhunt continued. At 10:20 a.m., police advised they had a suspect in custody. Later, the RCMP released more details related to the incident. An arrest warrant had been issued for Littlechild days before on another matter, and on May 7, a complaint was received that Littlechild had allegedly pointed a weapon at someone. During a police pursuit, the suspect shot at police officers. The pursuit ended when the vehicle rolled into the ditch. The driver was arrested, but the passenger fled on foot, resulting in the shelter in place being issued. Trial ordered for fatal stabbing suspect. Ian Lawrence Saddleback, 42, charged with the second-degree murder of Gerald Arthur Jr. Saddleback, on June 3, 2023, at or near Masquatches, has been ordered to stand trial. A preliminary hearing was held on May 13 and 14 at the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice, and it was determined there was enough evidence to proceed to trial. The accused has a pre-trial arraignment scheduled at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench on June 11. On June 3, 2023, just after 10 p.m., Maskwacis RCMP received a report of a stabbing at a residence in Samson Cree Nation. Upon arrival, police attempted to administer first aid to the victim and called EMS, but the victim, 34, was already deceased when EMS arrived. Panoka teen murder victim. The second-degree murder trial is going ahead for the two men accused in the death of a Panoka teenager 2 years ago. Antoine Bull, 19, died of his injuries in hospital after an altercation in Wetaskiwin on July 8, 2022. Wetaskiwin RCMP responded to 40th Avenue East and 56th Street at 8:25 p.m. When EMS arrived, they located Bull, who had sustained life-threatening injuries. He passed away in hospital later that evening. Adam James Cook and Morgan Maslin, both from Wetaskiwin, were charged with second-degree murder. Their trial has been set for December 2 to 20, 2024, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench.